get y'all anything else.
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost. Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love whatever happened to angel food cake. Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
I'm a big fan of Tim Robinson, and you had told me that you, like, back in the day in Detroit, had done some comedy with him.
Yeah, we
and
were
best friends.
Of course. I would say that he was somebody who was so much better than me that I tried to hold on to his coattails as much as possible. But no, he was, we would both perform at this small Ann Arbor theater called the Improv Inferno. Lots of brilliant people performed. That's the first time I ever saw Keegan-Michael Key was there.
Whew.
And Mary Beth Monroe and Naima Funk and Larry Joe Campbell and Sam Richardson would perform there all time. And like, it was just like this killer little hub in this sleepy bar on Main Street in Ann Arbor. But actually, he was in a group called Eye Candy.
Okay.
It was him and four other guys who were all just like the best of that generation, early 20s kind of generation. Two of them went on to open Go Comedy in Ferndale, which is another big comedy theater in that area. And he actually was in a pilot that I shot called Party Animals.
Really?
Which it was right after season one of Reno 911. And like semi-scripted stuff was all the rage. And we were doing a ton of improv at the time. So I'm like, why don't I take this best group at Improv Inferno and then try to do our own take of Reno 911. So we did one where the concept was these are a bunch of college freshmen coming into college and they're documenting their first year where they're going to be the kings of campus.
Yeah.
But they're all, because they were all improv nerds in it, they all, you know, their lives are terrible and they're trying to figure it out. But also it was very like abstract and weird and fun. It ended up selling to superdeluxe.com, which was Turner's outlet at the time. But we had contracts out at major networks and we pitched to a bunch. I was 23 and I thought I was going to be a showrunner of this hit show.
Yeah.
And Tim Robinson was in it. And man, I still have the tapes of the outtakes that we did from it. He was just on, even when he was like in his early 20s.
Yeah.
We always knew he was going to be famous, you know.
Yeah.
It was great.
And if you don't know Tim Robinson, he has a show on Netflix called I Think You Should Leave.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You mentioned Sam Richardson. He's also in that show.
He was an extra in Party Animals, too.
I recently
rewatched it and went,
oh,
my God, he was in the party scene. Jamie Moyer, who does a bunch of voices for things,
sure,
was in it.
Jamie Moyer. Yeah. And Sam Richardson was also in The After Party.
Yeah.
Which I really loved.
Good.
Really good. And Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson were also in Detroiters together.
Right.
Right? So that's why I asked you. I was like, I'm just such a big fan of Tim Robinson and he's such a unique way of presenting his comedy, yet it's genius.
Yeah,
you know?
He leads with all in emotion, right? Like he doesn't back down from anything.
No.
He's not afraid to like look ugly because he emotes so strongly.
Yeah.
And you don't see that much, you know?
He's like the ugly crying version of comedy.
Right.
Right? I mean, I think that's so
dark.
Yeah.
It's so like even I think a lot of season two with the Bob Odenkirk diner sketch where he's just does a wink wink nudge nudge to a random person and goes, right? And then he goes on to try to convince him how great his life is. And he's like, I have triples of the Nova. I've got three Nova, you know. It's Bob Odenkirk doing Tim Robinson in a way, but it's also just like so dark that it has to be funny.
That's one of the things that I love about Tim Robinson. He can definitely play the crazy person in the scene.
Right.
Just as easily plays the guy that's has to sit there and listen to a crazy person, you know, and be like,
right.
What's happening here?
Well, there's almost something boyish about Tim Robinson still, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, when he's playing happy in it, he plays, like, forced smile.
Yeah.
And then when he's really upset,
yeah.
Man, I don't think anybody does funny upset as well as Tim Robinson. He's just, like, almost crying every time.
Yes.
Like, it feels like somebody who really is upset, where, like, there's almost tears running down.
Yes.
I remember even in the first scene of the first episode, it's the simplest sketch ever, where somebody's looking to leave a shop and it's a push door and he starts pulling on it.
Yeah, he just had a job interview with the guy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to look stupid in front of the guy. He just had a job interview from him.
Right.
And he goes and starts
pulling on the door, and the guy's like, I think it's a push. And he's like, no, it's a...
Right, and you see it in his face. He almost, like, cries during that scene. And it's so real, because if you got that committed and you don't want to look like an idiot, you would be almost crying, because you're impossible and you're trying to pull the door off. But I was, like, in tears at that very first scene.
Yeah, it's a great scene to just to show people just to... That's encapsulates the show perfectly, that one scene.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Tim Robinson, very funny. Very cool you got to that you knew him back in the day.
Yeah.
That's got to be a cool thing.
I mean, I haven't talked to him in probably... I remember...
Best friends, Phil
The
Ranta.
Best friends. The last time I talked to him, it's a weird run-in, but when I was... I got cast on the Second City boats to go do improv comedy on cruise ships, and I remember I had to go to Chicago for the training, and I had to go pick up my key at the bar across the street from Second City from someone who was there, and Tim was at that bar talking to the person I was going to pick the key up from, and he was like... Oh, yeah. Hey, Phil. Like,
no way.
That was
That's
God, cool. That was what, 2010? Yeah. So that was the last time I've talked to him. But
all right.
But, you know, so best friends.
He's
a
busy guy.
Busy
you know, guy. Doesn't mean you're not best friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.